We left off yesterday on Dalaman Bays with a question about, is there a problem of Harkava with animals of the sea, Chayus Hayam? We said it says Levineyam. We explained we're talking about not fish, we're talking about animals which have a physical connection, such as whales and dolphins. Avacha Layamarkan, we're now on Hayom and Aleph. Avacha did not say so, namely, in other words, the way we have it, we have that it was Rav Yirmiya Omar Kahana Shaul Rish Lakish. So Rav Yirmiya's version of the story was Kahana asked a question to Rish Lakish. Rav Acha Lo Yamar Ken, he had a different version of the story. Elahav Omar Rav Acha B'Shem Rish Lakish. Rav Acha said a statement in the name of Rish Lakish. Kosh Kosubu Lamineu Klaim Noigba. He said, whenever it says Lamineu, you say that it's Shaykh to Klaim. So, Rav Kana asked him, "Hare dogim shavayam, hare ksib b'hem aminehem, me'ato klaim noig b'hen." Are you going to say that it's you know, the fish of the sea where it says l'minehem also, are you going to say it's noig klaim? Certainly not. No one holds that fish have klaim. So what's going on? Amar b'yaisi b'rabun ha'chav pro. Pras Kahan of Mitsudte or Shlokesh Utsadye. So Rav Yaisi said, oh yeah, here Rav Kahana spread his fish net over Rish Lakish and he caught him. In other words, which is very, very humorous, which the Pneumatia says, Hacha Pras Kahan of Mitsudte or Rish Lakish Utsadye, She'ina Yochel Hashir Loi Klomaza. He can't answer this question, such a strong question, that there is no answer. So he used this expression, you know. He caught him with a net like a fish, you know. I can answer it. I can tell you that Rish Lakish was talking not about the Isser of Harkava, but he's talking about being manhig, you know, having taken them together, two animals at the same time. So how's it possible to lead two fish? Maisi chut v'kater v'udnei. He takes one cord and ties it to the ear of the lekisa, type of fish, I guess, ubu'unei de yurika, and the ear of a yurika. Let's say it was 8. It says here, it's from our Cirillo, the lekisa and yurika are names of two species of fish. Okay. So, anyway, so you take these two fish and you tie a cord to them, the inun shaitin deinim dein. And they swim together, and as he leads them, they swim together, one with the other. So it would be an Isser of being manhig.
That Isser is an
Isser. I don't know. I mean, it's based on the Pasuk, right?
Do fish have ears?
This fish does.
Where do they
find Akash of Amaisa.
This client is like hooking up a donkey and a horse to a wagon?
Yes. That's right. Fine. That's right.
Because you're tying the two fish.
Yeah, I don't know exactly
you're
what.
You're not allowed to ski in the thing pulling with two fish from two kinds pulling.
Yeah. Right. I mean, a catfish. I think a catfish. I think a catfish has ears. Maybe. Not sure. Maybe it doesn't.
That's
Holton said. Yeah.
All kinds of
whatever. You know, a kasha for mice. Whatever. First of all, if you go to the aquarium, you'll see all kinds of different fish. Next time, you look out. Be on the lookout for fish that have ears, okay? All right. So anyway, so that's if there's a whole other way to learn the Gemara, he had to make a whole bunch of changes in the Gersos over here. And if you noticed it on the English side, you see a lot of words are in parentheses. This is based on the Gra and others. There's another way to learn the Gemara that it's not referring to. Harkava of it's not referring to Hanhaga, but it's referring. He's basically giving it an etzah how you could end up with making fish rub against each other and therefore be sexually aroused and somehow cause one to fertilize the eggs, something like that. I mean, take a look at the box A if you're really interested in this topic. Okay. Let's go to Halacha 7. Emavi and Elam be'ilan. So now we're going to go back to the trees. Okay? If you want to see, by the way, the halakas of the Rambam about, just so you know where it is, it's in Parak Gimel, about the animals. And in Parak Aleph is about the Zroim and the Ilanus. So it just gives you, you can look up the Rambam to see.
Rambam put Zroim and Ilanus in the same Parak?
What's that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Klein. Hilchos Klein. He starts off Hilchos Klein with, I'm sorry, Zroim with Hilchos Klein, like you explained very beautifully, because the first thing you have to do is produce it, and then you decide who to give it to, right? Something like that.
But he'll mix, but the Rambam put Hilchos Klein of seeds and trees in the same pair.
Yes.
Even though the halachas are dramatically different.
Well, not dramatically. Well, we're going to see how dramatic it is. It's certainly, as far as planting is concerned, planting the seed. If I had an apple seed and a wheat seed, certainly it's mutter to plant those two together. That's not a problem at all. There's no halacha that you have to be marchik. It's mutter l'chachila. But to have an apple, we're going to see in this Mishnah. Well, I don't have to make up cases. Here we go. You can't bring a graft, a tree, with another tree. That's to say, two different kinds, obviously. Yarek biyarek, or vegetable, onto a different kind of vegetable. So that's also a graft. We're talking grafting in this Mishnah, okay? So you would graft it by, I guess, taking the root of one vegetable and grafting it onto the root of another vegetable. So then, you can't do the tree to the vegetable or vegetable to the tree. Also, Rabbi Huda Mata Yark Milan. Rabbi Huda says it's mutter. You can graft a vegetable onto a tree. Now, it says here, let's see here. There's one footnote here that's very important, actually. Footnote 12. So, footnote 12, there's a pasuk, Sarcha lo Sizra Kalayim, which is the halacha of Zriya by vegetables. Let's use that pasuk for vegetables. You can't plant it. So that would be planting mixed seeds together of vegetables. On the other hand, the Harkava of Ilanos is learned from the juxtaposition of Sarcha l'Sizra Klayim to Behem Pchala Sarviya Klayim. So just like that's Harkava, so this is also Harkava. Now, the exact source for Harkava by Yerakos, that's not so clear. And that's what footnote 12 is discussing, that many commentators interpret Bavli as being uncertain whether this restriction is included. That is to say, the restriction of Harkava of different vegetables together. Is that a chalak of Sarcha l'Sizra, that it's part of the Isra of Zriya, not planting seeds together? So too, you can't do harkava with vegetables, because that's also a form of Zriya. Or is that a separate and distinct Isra, which is more related to the harkava of Ilanus? So this is so that's how you have to picture it in your mind. You've got Zriya of Zroim, that's the Isra. You have Harkava of Ilanus, that's a clear Isser. Harkava of the Irakis, which is falls in the middle, we don't know which side it's coming from. So that seems to be a machlekes in how to learn. I didn't look up all the different marmakamas, but footnote 12 discusses that, and I think it's an important note if you're interested in that topic. Anyway, so let's go on a little further. So, Rabbi Huda said you could graft a vegetable onto a tree. Now, Rabbi Huda seems to be a reversal of his another position. Tamanhu Amar, in an early halacha 15, it says where above in halacha 2b. Remember, we had it. We said Neitel Ha'adam Ma Achas Mipit Mashal Vavtiach. A person can take a single seed from a watermelon. Uma Achas Mipit Mashal Tapuach. You can take a seed from an apple. Benoisin L'Tarku Ma Achas and put them into one hole. They misach and manas and climb, they be fused together, and they make a new fruit, namely the muskmelon. And that, we said, is mutter, neitel. He could do that. The chahu amar hachain, and over here he's saying that to graft a vegetable, the tree is usser, is mutter, rather. One second. No, I got it wrong. The previous thing with the melon is osur. Sorry. If a person takes a single seed and puts them in a hole, they fuse, develop into a fruit. That's a mixture. So that's osur. That creates a new species. So over here, right. Well, that's the question. The question is over here. He's saying, right, grafting a vegetable into a tree is not kalayim. So the answer seems to be The answer seems to be that the only time he holds that grafting is osur if you're going to it's going to affect the fruit. So it's going to impact the fruit,
so
but it's
if
not.
Somebody puts the two seeds in the hole.
Yeah.
Covers it over the ground and waters it, but it doesn't grow, or it doesn't grow as one min, but they grow sprout separate. You're over kalayim, or it's only if it produces a min that's.
Yeah. Well, you're asking a good question. I mean, it's also possible for seeds to fail to germinate altogether.
Right.
So with someone over in Isser Deraisa, if a seed fails to germinate,
there's another way
to ask this is the Rashash in the Gemara and Shabbos, which says a person is Zareya. We all know that it takes 3 days, right? We know from Hilchos Chodesh that it takes 3 days for something to take root. That's why if you plant wheat 3 days before Pesach, the carbon is moderate. It's not considered Chodesh because it took root 3 days before. So the Rashash makes the following comment over there, famous Rashash in Shabbos. It says, as a Zareya b'Shabbos is chayev. What if I throw the seeds into the ground on Shabbos? And Moitzi Shabbos, I dig it up. So it never took root. Was I b'chal Shabbos?
What does he say?
That's a good question, no?
Yeah. He says, you are b'chal Shabbos?
I think it's machlokes. I think it's about like
snare cream. What if you plant it on Wednesday and it takes you around Shabbos?
That's obvious. That's pashut that's mutter. Yeah. That's pashut because you didn't do anything on Shabbos. Anyway, so these are general questions. That you're asking a question I'm not prepared to answer right now. It's a general discussion about whenever there's an Isra or Zriya, does something have to actually happen, or is the fact that you put the two seeds together enough? I don't have the answer for you right now, okay?
So is this... The Gemara is here asking on Yehuda whether or not a Yerek and Elon can in fact make a different species.
The Gemara is asking, right now it's a question. Dov jumped the gun already with an answer. But the Gemara at this point was just asking a question. How is it that it says that he's Mata Yerek be Elon, when over there he said that when you put two seeds together, it creates a new species? So why is that? Why would that be usher?
He allows it because he holds that you can't get a new species from making that combination.
That's going to be the answer. That's the answer. The Gemara resolves a contradiction, which you read ahead. What's going on over here? You just knew the answer. Taman over there. Because you put them next to each other, they become one, and they produce a new species, basically. Bram Hacha, they produce a hybrid, is the way he says it. Bram Hacha, Yarek B'ilanhu. It's a vegetable on a tree, which in this case, the plants do not unite to produce a hybrid. That's what the answer of the Gemara is.
The seeds do, but the actual plants don't. The
hybrid. The grafting with a tree does not.
A tree with a vegetable, grafting does not work.
That does not produce anything. That's what they explain.
With an apple tree.
Yeah. So the question is, what does the Tanakhama hold? So in the footnote, footnote 14, second paragraph, he says it's not clear what the Tanakhama holds. Tanakhama holds its usher. So it could be he has two ways to look at it. Either he holds, not like Reb Yehuda, but Metzias, it does affect the fruit somehow or other, which would be a little difficult to understand how they're arguing with Metzias, but it could be. Maybe there's a slight variation to the fruit, which is enough to create an isser. Or maybe he holds you don't need it. This is very, very interesting. I mean, this actually goes to your comment you made yesterday. He says the following. Or perhaps they hold, a graft can be considered kliyim even if it does not produce a new kind of fruit. Draw an analogy regarding an animal where he himself holds that it's prohibited to mate certain types of mules, even though mules are sterile. So there you have it.
Uh-huh.
you have mules are sterile, but yet there's going to be an Isser Kalayim. So maybe the same thing should be true about putting a vegetable on a tree. You're right, it won't make a difference. So who cares? It's still going to be Isser Kalayim. So it kind of like addresses both of you in a certain sense. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. That's the Gemara. Okay, we're on 5A2, second paragraph. The Mishnah ruled you cannot graft different kinds of trees together. Tani, minayin shein mar kivan eitz srak. That's a fruit. That's a non-fruit-bearing tree. How do you know you're not allowed to be marked if you can't graft a non-fruit-bearing tree with a eitz isipri, with an eitz machol, with a tree that does make a fruit? That's asur. The law eitz machol min b'shein amino. And if you have two different types of fruit, that you can't put those two fruit, you can't graft those together. Minayin were on a hay on the base. Minayin, how do we know that it's also Talmud Loimar? So let's take a look at the pasuk on the side. Those of you who have our art school Gemara, it's right there, Torah Or, first Halacha Is Aleph. Look at the pasuk, at the psukim. It says, pasuk in Vayikra, your test in Kedoshim, right? Eschu Kaisai Tishmoru. Behemdacha lo sabia klayim. Sodacha lo sisra klayim. Uvega klayim shan is lo yal alecha. The introductory remark to the Isrim of klayim is introduced with eschu kosai tishmoru. Why is that? What is the pasuk coming to convey to me? Right? What's the pshat in this drasha?
In other words, the chok is something that doesn't have a time. But you can say a svara that you can't be markev when you produce something. But if you're going to be markev a non-fruit tree to a fruit tree, you're not going to produce anything on that branch. Therefore, you would think it would be mutter. No, it's a chok.
Why
should it be?
There's no time. I don't see any reason. It's a chok. There's no time to it.
Exactly.
It doesn't do anything. There's no. You don't gain anything. You don't lose anything.
Right. It's a chok.
I'm not sure what are you trying to say? Are you explaining the drasha? I'm trying to see here. The mefarshim here have a little bit of an arichas over here explaining the drasha.
It's being marved.
Right, we're trying to say, how do you know that all these different types of cases are asur? The harkava is asur. In other words, it doesn't say harkava in the pasuk. It says sod chaloi sizra. Right? It says behem to chaloi sarbiya. So the harkava is a cross between the behema harkava and the sod chaloi sizra. It's like somewhere in the middle there, right?
I thought Shaul said because each one of the cases that the pasuk is bringing produces an end result.
Right.
It's actually a mixture of two things.
Yeah.
So you would think that maybe when you merge two things that don't produce something, it would be mutter. And therefore.
If you have two ilanei srak, it's no isser, right? It doesn't say two ilanei srak is osser. It says ilanei srak with ilanei michael is osser. It doesn't say two ilanei srak is osser.
But is something going to grow from ilanei srak?
It must. I would assume that it impacts the fruit, wouldn't you? I mean, that's why I assume that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that was what it was trying to say. The Mara Folda has a long arichas over here. But we're gonna let's go
the
a little.
Second paragraph of footnote two explains what.
Explains with the introductory phrase, "My statutes," the Torah adds something to the explicitly stated prohibitions as restriction against other forms of intermingling. Which is going to be harkava. Yeah, okay. Let's see what goes on over here next. Next thing, Rabbi Yonah is going to say, Rabbi Yonah, B'Shem, Rabbi Kahana, de Rabbi Lazar. Now, before I read this part, because I just want you to see the Rabbi Lazar, which is just a little further down on the page. Skip down, we'll come back to this in a second. Skip down to where the two dots start. And we'll do it in the English. It's going to be in the next page. On 5b2, it says, Tani b'shem Rav Lazar. So there's a b'risa who's in the name of Rav Lazar. Mutter hu goy l'zraya l'lubayish kalayim. A guy can plant seeds together and he can wear klayim together. Av a lola harbia behemto klayim, he can't do harvia with an animal. Lola harkiv ilonik klayim, he can't do grafting of trees either. So the guy is split in half. Some of it is osir, some of it is mutter. Lama, what's a shot in this? What's Rebbe Elazar? Where do you get this distinction? Neshakosav Bahem Liminehem. By animals and trees, it says Liminehem. It does not say Liminehum by Zrun. Okay? So that's why it teaches us that the various species must remain distinct. This is part of the rules of the world, of the way the world was created. Okay? Non-Jews may not mate animals nor graft trees. Vegetables and garments, it says, each according to their kind is not written. So there's no basis to forbid a non-Jew to sow his field, climb, or wear garments. Then the Gemara asks, Hare Dashahin, what about herbs? It does say Laminayim over there, so then are you going to say that Gayim can't do play vegetables? The Gemara says, which means, just to show you what that means, I just want to show you, where does it say over here? Here, okay, let's look at the Pnei Moshe. Three lines in the bottom. Ein ksiv betzivoy, gabad Hashem, ela b'haytzah. The betzivoy loy ksiv elatad sheha aretz desha esef mazri azara. That means that's the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He's telling the land tad sheha aretz desha esef mazri azara. Ubahaytzahu the ksiv ataytzi aretz desha esef mazri azara. Let me know you. When the land listened to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it, that's when it says Laminehu. Rabbi Eleazar loy choshev el Laminehu dechsiv bitzivoy. See, he holds the only place where Minehu plays a role is if it was by when Hashem gave the tzivoy to grow. So if he said, you know, the trees should grow Laminehem, that means Hashem is saying they have to grow according to their species the way I've set it up, and not any other way. But if it says in the pasuk, oh, you know, the vegetables grew, and it grew according to each min. But that wasn't part of his tzivoy, so therefore, doesn't apply to Gaim. That's the answer to the Gemara, okay? Okay, so now we've set out the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Now let's go back. So, we're trying to explain this drasha of Eskul Koisai Tishmaru. It's being used to teach us what that HaKamas Ilonis is Osir. This brisa comes out like Rabbi Elazar. Mishum chukim shachakakti kvar. As chukai say tishmaru, when I say to Klal Yisrael, you should watch my chukim, that means I'm telling you, watch the chukim that I already told the world about. I'm telling you, we have these rules already from Sheshes May Brachos. And you have to watch it. You have to continue to watch it, so to speak. That seems to be what he's trying to say here. So how does it tell me anything? I'm not sure how that explains the drasha. I guess because Rabbi Elazar, in other words, Rabbi Elazar learned. In other words, I guess it's a link, right? Rabbi Elazar, we just learned, had the word Laminehu. And Laminehu is all the way back by the Tzivoy. And since there's a Tzivoy, that Tzivoy is going to affect people at the time, which are Bnei Noach. So that must be the linkage. It's not so clear. So the Gemara asks a question, may ato osu la'adam harishin. If that's the case, then Adam Harishin should also be osur in Klayim. Now, the reason why this is a question is explained a little bit by Rifas in the Marafolda. If you look at it, he says it. Miato also lo adam harishin. Look at Rav Marafolda. Shaharei Rav Blazer svirolei afal haklayim nitzavu bnei nech. Rabbi Lazar holds that the Goyim were mitzuva on two types of klayim. Umehai koryof lo minixiv chukim shachakakti lachtvar shamino dahai lamineu li yisura nechtav. That the reason why it says lamineu when Hashem gave the tzivoi is to tell me that that's aser. Lo matzinu shetzivu levnei noyach. Where do we find the word tzav by bnei noyach? That's by Vayetzav Hashem Elokim Al HaAdam. That's where we find the word tzivoi by Adam HaRishon. So if that will be the case, then the same, that if that's the tzivoi, that's the center focus point, telling Hashem, conveying to Bnei Noyach that Kalayim is sometimes Osir, then it should apply to Adam HaRishon as well. But a non-Kaimalon, Stam Sifra Mani Rabbi Hudahi, that Asam Sefraz Rabbi Huda, or Rabbi Huda Sriolei, Adam HaRishon Loinet Sava El Avad Yazara Bavad. The only tzivoi that Adam HaRishon has from that Vayitzav, there's a Safra that says it's only Avad Yazara. That's what it says in Arba Mises Bezin. So that's the basis of the question. That's the question. The Gemara has all this lumdus in mind here. Me'ato Asal Adam HaRishon, if we're coming out like Balazar and he holds a Slaminehu, then how come Adam HaRishon is not also in it as well? So the Gemara says an alternative explanation. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Hila, it's reflective of everybody's opinion, not just Rabbi Balazar, who holds that Goyim are also Mitzuva in Klayim. I establish in my world, the verse establishes a prohibition on tampering with the laws of nature, which dictate the diversity of living things. So, 8. Let's see. The statutes to which the verse refers are not the Noahide commandments, but the natural statutes, laws of nature, that Hashem established at creation, namely, the differentiation of living things into diverse kinds. So, the pasuk is telling Klal Yisrael they have to honor the Seder Habriya. So that's why our kav is osur. May ato osur laharkiv teina shkar al gabat teina levon. If that's the case, then why should you be able to graft a dark fig, a black fig, onto a white fig? That also is tampering. Rabbavin lo mikloi begodim lamanato. Couldn't you already learn this from, that's to say, the rules of climb, learn it from begodim? Just like the Gemara says by begodim. What does it say? Ma kloi begodim shosanti l'choshnei minim. By klai begadim, we know it has to be two different species, wool and linen, right? So that's why I know there's a comparison of klai begadim to klai Yisrael. You know it has to be two different minims. That's why the white thing and the dark thing are going to be mutter. And then we did all that. And we'll start with, you'll start with Hashem, Mitzvah Shabbos on Kain Laman, it's called Lahar. It's, okay.
How many lines
out? What? 5, 6. What?
Oh, the last line.
Okay. Yeah. Some things are complicated.